Face Fear with Faith by Ron Edmondson, read by Sean McAvoy. Today's Bible verse is Genesis 18:15. Sarah was afraid, so she lied and said, "I did not laugh." But he said, "Yes, you did laugh." Sarah couldn't believe God's plan for her life was to have a child, so she laughed at his plan. She was too old. It had been so long. Could God do this? Would God even use someone like her for such a plan? It was probably scary to simply trust by faith. She had been disappointed many times. She didn't want to hurt again, so she laughed. Sarah's probably not alone in her fear, was she? I've had those kinds of fears many times. Chances are, you have also. You know God is calling you to do something, but the thought of actually obeying God in a matter freaks you out, scares you to death. You know what it's like to fail. You don't feel you have what it takes. Could God do this? Would he do it with you? Walk by faith or laugh at the plan. Trust or run. Face fears or fold to them. Those are your options. But know this. Faith believes something that you cannot see. The unseen or unknown is scary. So fear is a natural reaction to God's plan for your life. God calls us to the unknown. God is always calling us to the unknown. His ways are not our ways. His plans are usually larger than we have imagined. God calls us to walk by faith, facing something we cannot see, and that in turn brings fear into our hearts. So, what's the fear that will require faith for you to accomplish? Perhaps there is a better question. If you are obedient, what kind of glory will God receive through your faith in Him? Don't laugh at what you sense God is calling you to do, or at least not for long. God calls people to tasks beyond our ability or understanding every day. Maybe this is your day. Walk closer to faith than fear. I'm praying for you. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.